The Valley Under the Moon. On Sunday evening, the moon rose above the valley. It did not ring a bell or knock on a door. It simply appeared in a soft blue sky, round and pale, while the friends at the roost were getting ready for bed. Its light touched the garden wall, then the path, then the little roof over the cart. Everything looked familiar, with a gentle silver edge. The valley was the same valley the friends knew in the daytime. Now it was having its quiet time. Ivy looked at the windowsill. Her smooth stone was still there, beside the tiny wooden cup. It was cool tonight. She remembered how it had held a little warmth from the sun. "Good night, stone," she whispered, and left it in its own small place. Hannah looked at the sky. There were no clouds in the peace she could see from her pillow. That was all right. The cloud they had watched had gone on with its journey. The sky could be empty for a while. There was room for the moon, and room for quiet. Dax remembered the path through the wood. He pictured the leaves resting between the roots. He pictured the broad leaf above the snail. He did not wonder whether he should go and look at them. They could stay in the wood, and he could stay in his bed. Obi touched the green edge of his blanket. Near him, Maple was lying down with his head low. The tallest branches outside were still. There was nothing Obi needed to ask Maple to reach. The moon could look at the tops of the trees tonight. Fig sat by the window. "The day is finished," he said softly. "Tomorrow will come in its own time." He did not list tomorrow's jobs. Nobody needed to prepare an adventure now. Tomorrow could stay on the other side of the night until the friends were ready to meet it. Down at the river, the water slipped past the stones. At the ferry, the boat rested by its post. At the farm, the sheep lay close together in their sheltered place. The lighthouse window shone gently over the water. Each place had its own quiet way of being home. The friends did not need to visit those places. They could let the familiar picture come to them as slowly as they liked. A curve of river, a resting boat, a field, a window. Then the picture could become smaller, until there was only their cozy room. Pebble tucked his feet beneath his blanket. Kite folded his wings. Waffle settled his nose near his tail. Maple let his long neck rest. The children found the soft parts of their pillows. Fig stayed nearby, with the spare blanket over his knees. For a moment, Ivy thought of the blue blanket boat. They had traveled without leaving the rug. Tonight, they did not need even a pretend journey. Here was enough. This pillow, this blanket, these familiar friends, this quiet evening at the roost. The moon moved slowly above the roof. Its light rested on the windowsill, beside the little stone. It did not ask anyone to watch it. It could shine while eyes were open, and it could shine while eyes were closed. One small sound faded, then another. There was no last thing to fetch, no last place to go. The week could rest behind them, tomorrow could wait ahead, and here in the middle was a soft and quiet night. All here, all home. Good night.